It's now time for a locker room chat with Onega head football coach Ben Coltman after a tough 30-26 loss at home against McLouth. And coach, this was a really fun game that was down to the wire. Your overall thoughts?
Yeah, back and forth. You know, we got out to a hot start. You know, we went up two scores early. Really probably could have controlled the momentum, kept the momentum. They sustained a long drive. They ran the ball well all night. Their new formation, their new set, you know, their new offensive style, it was tough to stop. There's three or four pivotal plays throughout the night, you know. We had a couple turnovers that cost us momentum. They kind of controlled tempo. They ended up with, I think, 15 or 16 more plays than us. So they kind of controlled tempo all night. But, yeah, a good old-school game, you know. Certainly disappointed we didn't get the win, but all in all, you know, a good old tough 11-man football game.
Here with Onega head football coach Ben Coltman. Coach, you guys had a pretty solid rushing performance. Who were some of those guys that you thought really stepped up?
Pretty balanced on the carries. I think Race ended up with most of the yards, a good portion of them. He had, I think, 12 for 158 or something like that, three touchdowns. So he certainly led the way. Gavin chipped in about 50 yards. Jackson chipped in about 50 yards. All in all, you know, offensively, you know, pretty balanced attack. Not disappointed in our effort on running the ball that night.
And coach, as you try to improve some things on the defensive side of the ball, what are you trying to really clean up?
Just up front, I think we got to play lower. We got to get off on the ball better, you know, those kind of things. We certainly address those throughout the week in practice this week, and watching the tape. And you know, hats off to McLeod. They had their approach was good, much better than what we saw last year from them. They got off on the ball very well, lower. They had a number 77. I'm not sure what the kid's name is, but he was tough on both sides of the ball. So you know, I give them a fair amount of credit also.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll have more from Onega head football coach Ben Coltman in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Onega head football coach Ben Coltman ahead of their matchup in week 2 against Valley Heights. We'll be there for that one on 92.1 FM KMZA. So, coach, with this matchup coming up, you guys are going to be facing a brand new quarterback and kind of some new things that Valley Heights will throw at you. What are some things you expect and how to try to navigate the Valley Heights offense?
Some things that we expect, they're going to run that old I formation, which we ran in Onega for multiple years, many years ago. So we've seen that last year, kind of been their bread and butter for the last few years. Saw some multiple sets, you know, they got a flex bone series they were running on tape we saw, and then they also spread it, which is, they do all three things very well, so it's going to be a heck of a challenge.
Coach, Jaden DeWalt for Valley Heights last year, their running back, he had 290 yards, 5 touchdowns against you guys last year. What are some things you're trying to do to possibly shut him down after not being able to do that last year against him?
Well, we've looked at the play. He scored and got a lot of those yards on last year. You know, we were not prepared for that last year. Hopefully we can prepare for that a little bit better this year. But they do so many things, so it's going to be tough. You know, they're not just going to run that one play again and again this year like they could last year. But yeah, the kid is a great athlete. He's a hard-nosed player, you know, and not just him. You know, the Spoons kid is good. Bigham is a stud. You know, it's going to be a heck of a challenge.
Here with Onega head football coach Ben Coltman. Coach, how do you feel like you guys are in terms of your discipline?
Yeah, discipline. You know, something we could improve, yeah, sure. You know, we had an offsides, I think it was 2nd and 10, and McLeod just all they did was shift, and we jumped offsides, and that cost us 5 yards, which they ended up getting a first down. You know, that's one thing that comes to mind. You know, we had a hold. Those are the things I think about discipline-wise. You know, not crazy, crazy out of hand, but we definitely need to clean it up.
Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, as always, and best of luck on Friday against Valley Heights.
Appreciate it.
That was Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.